This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:45, quarter till 7. The rain is supposed to be finished with by 7 o'clock. Their lights have gone off of the Crescent City connection, and I'm having a hard time telling if it's still raining outside or if it's just because the lights are out. Anyway, the rain will be gone soon. Then the temperatures fall throughout the day. Hard freeze across the North Shore Thursday morning, tomorrow night, Friday morning. Not so much on the South Shore, but it is going to be cold. Highs today of 58, 46 tomorrow and breezy, so it's going to feel colder than that. 48 on Friday, and then by the time you get to the parades on Friday night, it's really going to be chilly. Saturday, 30% chance for showers, highs of 58. And now they're saying Sunday a 20% chance for rain. So we'll try to check in with Brooke Laser, get the latest on that. Dane Celino joins us now, professor of law at Loyola, to talk about some Airbnb business. How you doing, Dane?
I'm doing fine, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. Have you ever seen the movie The Paper Chase?
I have, a long time ago.
It was on Turner Classic Movies the other day, and I watched it, and I just thought of you as John Houseman walking into a classroom with your little seating chart and calling on people to state the facts of the case and then just eviscerating them for getting them wrong. Is that the way?
Exactly. Giving them a dime to call their parents and tell them they're not going to be a lawyer.
Wow. Do you do that or not?
I don't know what a dime gets you these days, though, Tommy.
You come in with a skull full of mush, and if you survive, you leave thinking like a lawyer. Let's talk about this Airbnb stuff. I'm trying to understand it, Dane, but I don't know. I really don't. Tell me what's happening.
Yeah, it's a continuing saga between Airbnb and the city. The city wants to regulate Airbnb, and Airbnb wants fewer regulations. You may recall 2 or 3 years ago, Airbnb successfully sued the city because it had imposed regulations on Airbnb operators that essentially discriminated against out-of-state and out-of-city Airbnb operators.
Was that based on a tax exemption or a tax, homestead exemption or not, Dane?
Well, it required that the owners be local. I don't recall whether it was a connection to the homestead exemption or not.
I could be making it up, so don't go by
that. Yeah, but it essentially required the owners to be local, and that violated the Commerce Clause of the United States Constitution, and it was struck down. The city went back to the drawing board, and what they came up with was essentially a regulation that requires Airbnb to police the legality of its posters' offerings, to make sure that anybody who is offering a property on Airbnb has a valid license from the city of New Orleans to do so. We all know that there are lots and lots of unlawful Airbnbs across the city. There are people who are posting with fake licenses or expired licenses, and the city is trying to get Airbnb through its regulations to essentially cross-check the operators with the city's list of licensees. And that's what Airbnb doesn't like.
When we say Airbnb, Are we using that as a catch-all? Are we using that as kind of like Scott Towel for paper towels? Or is that...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A specific company, and I'm not trying to sound ignorant on this, but I'm a hotel guy. My kid always books Airbnbs, and I've never been happy, I got to tell you. So,
yeah, I guess the proper term is STR for short-term rental, okay. Because there are other VRBO, of course, is the other large operator in that space. But these, it's the platforms that they're trying to regulate and the operators of the Airbnb properties. And that's who sued, just Airbnb as a platform and some operators. This time, they're complaining that they're essentially being forced into enforcing the city's laws when the city should be enforcing its laws. They are also complaining, at least in another lawsuit, about having to the requirement that the operators be on premises. So there's a lot of litigation going on, but I'll tell you, you know, what the city has done most recently by requiring essentially cross-checking posters with licensees is what other cities have done, including New York and San Francisco, and they have done that and have settled some lawsuits and are able to force Airbnb to do that. So I think actually Airbnb and these operators have the weaker argument here. The city does have the ability to regulate these businesses, and I don't think there's anything terribly unusual about requiring the operators to cross-check the requiring Airbnb to cross-check the licensees and operators. Uber does it. Uber makes sure that all of its operators have valid driver's licenses and insurance. We require bars to card people when they come in to make sure that they have they're old enough to buy alcohol. This is kind of a variation on that, I would think. And it doesn't seem to be an unreasonable restriction on commerce and something that there is a rational basis for.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. It seems as though, if I'm understanding this right, this is the same thing that New York's doing, that San Francisco's doing, and I don't know where that, in terms of precedent, or if they have different cases, or who adjudicates all of this. We'll find out when we come back. If y'all have any questions about Airbnb or enforcement or whatever we're talking about here, 504-260-1870. Again, I'm a hotel guy, so I have to recuse myself from this. Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, 651, 9 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. 657 now, 3 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our good friend Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, about Airbnb bringing another lawsuit against the city over making sure that the people that are on their platform have current licenses. Is that accurate, Dane?
That's exactly right.
All right, so is this any different than other cities are doing? And is this a state law that we're talking about? Because you mentioned Commerce Clause earlier. That's federal. So how does all of this play out legally?
Yeah, these are municipal regulations by the city, not state laws. Of course, municipal regulations have to comply with the United States Constitution. And if they don't, under the supremacy rule, then they will be invalidated. That's what happened when the city required the owners and operators to be residents. That violated the Commerce Clause of the federal constitution because it essentially put up a barrier to out-of-staters coming in to do business. These new regulations, however, are essentially geography neutral. They're essentially just aimed at forcing the platforms, Airbnb, VRBO, to cross-check the operators with the licensees in the city's database, which, given technology today, really shouldn't be a terribly difficult task for these platforms to do. I think you can go online and see a map and a list of operators that have licenses on the city's website. So it seems to me that, you know, the city does have the ability to regulate in this area. The regulations have to be rationally based to some legitimate government concern. And I think these regulations will probably, at the end of the day, pass constitutional muster.
I'm no Dane Cialino, but this would appear to me as though they're just trying to tie the city up in court and play for time. Accurate or not?
Very well could be.
All right. Thank you, Dane. Appreciate it. Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk to Brooke Laser, meteorologist at Louisiana, WWL, what the hell is it? Channel 4, whatever it is, WWL Louisiana. I think that's what it is this week. We'll talk to her, get the parade forecast, and talk about freezing weather. Then we're going to talk to Tyler Bridges, staff writer for the Times-Picayune. Governor Landry's kind of gone about reshaping the Louisiana Supreme Court. We'll talk about the politics behind that. And we're going to talk with Richard Nelson, Louisiana Secretary of Revenue, about Louisianians voting on a proposed tax overhaul next month. Kind of complicated stuff, but we'll get through it. Stay with me. Tommy Tucker, WWL.